Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and this is what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
What up, everyone? Happy Free Agent Frenzy Day, July 28th. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today, I'll be joined by Joaquin Gage, a former NHLer, former Edmonton Oilers. We'll break down everything going on with the Edmonton Oilers on this day. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. All right, guys, let's get right to it. And holy smokes, as there's been a lot of action. I'll just get to the Oilers stuff here in the opening, then we'll get to Gager, get his thoughts on what the Oilers have done, and then to close out all, try to give you all the signings, trades, re-signs that's gone on today in the NHL. But let's kick it off with the Edmonton Oilers. Whoa, what a day. Zach Hyman, 7-year deal at a 5.5 cap hit. Signing bonus in year one and years 5, 6, and 7. You'll get bonuses. No movement clause for the first 5 years. And a yes trade list in years 6 and 7. I'll say this. I think Zach Hyman is a great fit for the Edmonton Oilers. I think he's going to really solidify that top six. I think the way he plays, the work ethic, he can score. He does a little bit of everything. He's greasy. It's going to help the Oilers immensely. We all knew it was going to be a long-term deal. We all knew it was going to be 5.5. I'm okay with that. The Oilers are in win mode now. What I don't like is the no movement clause. Unless you're the elite of the elite, I hate that. And also hate the bonuses, because this now is really restrictive for the Edmonton Oilers in the later years for buyouts or whatever. And I'll say this, Zach Hyman is a player who's 29 years old. His career high is what, 40, 41 points. 7-year deal at 5.5 should be enough, more than enough. Why these no movement clauses and these bonuses? I don't know why Ken Holland just gives into this. And not give. I know there's negotiations, but like, come on. Like, Zach Hyman has all the control here. He'll be here for 7 years. I mean, it makes it hard to buy them all. It makes them hard to move on down in the later years. Yeah, the first 4 years, of course, you're not going to consider moving them. That's why there's a no movement. Okay, I get that. But 7-year deal at 5.5 should be enough for Zach Hyman. It wasn't. His agent did a fantastic job. He met with the media today. I must say this. He does look a lot like Brennan Clark, who used to work with us at TSN 12-6. He said all the cool things, all the right things. Hey, you know, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I like this. I like that. And, you know, like, I'm so happy to be in Edmonton. Yeah, look at the contract you got. Of course you're happy. And you get to play with the best player in the world. I mean, good on him. I'm excited to see Zach Hyman. I just wanted to throw that in there. You know, we keep saying, you remember years ago when we were all looking forward to the summer. We were like, yeah, this is the summer of Holland. This is where the team improves. And to a certain extent, he has improved certain parts of this team. And we were like, ah, oh, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl are here. Players are going to want to come here. Now, in free agency, yeah, most teams overpay. But it just seems the Oilers always overpay. And it's not minimal overpayments. It's huge overpayments. So I thought things would change with having the best player in the league and a top five center and Leon Draisaitl and a team that's, you know, trending in the right direction. And it just seems that the overpayments don't stop with this team. You're always going to have them on days like this, obviously. But there is good deals to be had out there. We've seen a few today. And I just wish the Oilers were more a part of that than what we're seeing with many teams, not just the Oilers. But nonetheless, let's move on. Let's keep it with the forwards. Ethan Bear, wow, traded to the Carolina Hurricanes for Warren Fogle. At first, I was kind of like, really? A young defenseman. I know a lot of fans are up in arms, but It's kind of growing on me. I kind of liking what I'm hearing and seeing from Warren Fogel, 25-year-old. He's going to play in your third pair, probably can moonlight in your top six, can kill penalties. He's really good 5-on-5, scores a lot 5-on-5. He's physical. He can muck it up. So I don't mind that. Ethan Bear, really good first year, second year kind of fell off. Reports where he came into camp out of shape, and then he got hurt dealing with a concussion. He got better as the season went on. He had a bit of a blunder there. He had a blunder there in the sweep to the Winnipeg Jets. But there's a player there. I'm a big Ethan Bear guy, and I wish him all the best. Warren Fogel as well. I think he improves the Oilers forward group 100%. Ethan Bear 24, Warren Fogel 25. So we'll see how both these players trend here in the next couple of years. Of course, Warren Fogel still needs to be signed. So we'll see what kind of money and deal he gets. Ethan Bear is still on that bridge deal. So, yeah, he's a top four guy, mostly in his two seasons with the Oil. Warren Fogel last season, 20 points in 53 games. He has 68 points in 200 games in his career. He's four seasons in. So Warren Fogel joins the boys. And it's being reported that Derek Ryan, it's not official. I'm just seeing, I know Saravalli had it and a few others, that Derek Ryan is going to be signed by the Edmonton Oilers, of course, from the Calgary Flames. U of A Bears as well, 34-year-old center. Derek Ryan is going to come in and third, fourth line center, whatever. So it's probably a low deal, which I don't mind. And he just adds a little bit more depth. Let's get on to the defense. Tyson Barrie, 3-year deal at 4.5. I love the deal. I think it's great. This guy led the league in scoring. And everybody's like, so what? He sucks defensively. You know how hard it is to lead the league in scoring as a defenseman? And here in Edmonton, we just brush it off. We've been waiting for a right offensive defenseman. And all we do is complain about him. Yeah, he's not great defensively. We all know that. We've known that since his Colorado days, since his 1 year in Toronto. Why do we expect him to be this defensive juggernaut here? He's not that player. But you can't sit here and tell me, and I don't care about your analytics. He was not terrible last season. The Oilers finished second in the division, and he was a big part of that. He's going to keep running the number one unit at the point for on the power play for the Edmonton Oilers. I don't mind this deal. It's a lot cheaper, and I love the term. He's only 30, 31 years old. So Tyson Barrie can play on my team any day. Cody Ceci, who... 4 years at 3.25, 8 years in. Last season with Pittsburgh, he had 17 points in 53 games. He was a plus 18. Remember, Barrie and CeCe were both in Toronto, and they were both on their top four right defensemen. And according to many in Toronto, they were a disaster. Can things change here in Edmonton? Well, that's what we're hoping for. Nothing against Cody Ceci, but I think he's a third pairing guy. I don't think he's better than Adam Larson. I like his age, though, 27 years old. I didn't like the term on the deal. The price is, it is what it is. That's what defensemen like Cody Ceci were going for. If you just look at some other, just look at some of the other deals, but too long a term for me. And I don't think he's an improvement in your top four. I hope I'm wrong. I truly do. He had a good year in Pittsburgh. Yeah, but he was fifth in ice time. I know the analytics, I think they're high on him. But for me, until I see him and see who he's paired with, I'm kind of meh right now on this deal. Again, I like the age. He's got size. He can be physical. He can be nasty. So, yeah, that's the good thing. But to be in your top four, I don't know if he's a top four guy. That's just me. Some other news. JJ Kyra earns a 2-year deal with the Hawks. 975K for JJ Kyra. All the best to him as well. So I want to hear from you. What grade do you give the Edmonton Oilers this offseason so far? I'm going to ask Gager that. And yeah, let's look. I think offensively this team is better. You got Hyman. You added Warren Fogel. It seems you're going to be adding Derek Ryan. I think you are better. I think your top nine is much, much better. You should be able to score more. The forecheck's going to be better. And you're just going to have more depth all around. Defensively, I still don't know. I truly don't. I think Darnell Nurse is legit. I love Evan Bouchard. I don't know what kind of role he's going to play, but he can definitely, definitely move the puck, which is good. Chris Russell's Chris Russell. Tyson Barrie, I mean, if he does what he did last year, I'm totally fine with that. We know what his strengths and weaknesses are, so I'm okay there. And the big question marks from here, Duncan Keith and Cody Ceci. So I don't know. Willie Lagesson's your seventh. Kenny Holland did say he wanted to add another guy, but it's probably going to be in that Slater Cuckoo that type of player, right? So don't expect a big name, obviously. But yeah, I don't know yet where I'm at with the defense. I don't know if they're better. Are they better than last year? It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe by the end of the podcast, I'll have an answer for you. So I don't know if they've improved defensively. And when I say defensively, I mean the D core. And then in net, you know, I've been talking about it all offseason. I don't think the Oilers go far in the playoffs with Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen. I don't. And hopefully Stalock can take a step. And one of these young guys, Skinner, Konovalov, I have no idea. Or maybe he can find a way to get rid of Mikko Koskinen and make a trade and bring in a Darcy Kuemper. Who the hell knows? And I will throw out there that they're saying the Avs are pushing hard for Darcy Kuemper after losing Grubauer. They're saying there's another team that has a better offer on the table, and many are suggesting it's the Edmonton Oilers. I don't know what the hell that offer would be, but it's definitely interesting. And Buffalo, hey, they lost Ullmark. They don't even have a goalie right now. But the problem here is, everyone, the Oilers, Mikko Koskinen has a 15-team no-trade clause. This has to go down as one of the worst deals in Edmonton Oilers history. Like, my God. 4.5 modified no trade clause. Like, oh, it just makes it harder. What's going to happen with Kyle Turris? That's another good question. I mean, that's 1.65 on the books. So I'm just all over the place right now. It's been a hectic day. It's been amazing. So many signings. The Oilers busy as well. So let's wrap up this segment and let's go with grade Ken Holland's day today. The summer of Holland. Up next, Joaquin Gage, former Edmonton Oilers goaltender. Well, this is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan the Man. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NFL, MLB, NHL group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code grasshopper15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code grasshopper15 for 15% off at built.com. As I now bring in my good buddy and host on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast and former NHLer, the goaltender Joaquin Gage. Joaquin, what a day, man. Holy smokes. So many signings, so many bad signings, some good ones. The Oilers were very, very busy. Let's talk Oilers. I mean, we've been talking about it for weeks now. Zach Hyman is indeed coming here for 7 years. At 5.5, he gets no movement clause. He gets a ton of bonuses, which makes this deal foolproof for Hyman. Even towards the end, he can't be bought out. And then we'll start with the forwards, Gager. And then Ethan Baird traded to the Carolina Hurricanes for Warren Fogle, 25-year-old guy who's going to be in your top 9, probably on your third pair. Good numbers, and he's a young guy, and he does a lot of things well. So what do you make of the two additions for the Edmonton Oilers up front in Zach Hyman and Warren Fogle?
Well, first of all, I can't wait for the next 3 days to get this all done. So then we can really focus on what matters is F1. So
yeah,
that'll be good to get rid of this stuff. But yeah. For Hyman, we all knew that this was going to happen. I think we've talked about it at length. And it's funny how like I've kind of written down all the where the players and how my Oilers lineup looks. And if I do compare them to last year, and I feel that it's a much better team. They look better on paper already. The parts of the game that I thought that the Oilers needed to improve on, they have the personnel to play that type of style, I think, to be more successful at springtime hockey. So I like Hyman, I like Fogle. Ethan Baird, I know that people were upset about that, but I mean, I've been in that, in those types of situations where, you know, you're a young guy, you're coming up, and I think Ethan Bear has a lot to learn about becoming a professional hockey player if he wants to be in the top four categories of defense. We've heard rumblings of off ice training and how to prepare, and I think that's hurt Ethan Bear over the last few years on the Oilers. And I mean, man, that's a tough lesson to learn. I know he's still young, but the Oilers have given him ample time to fix these issues. And unfortunately, this isn't minor hockey anymore. This is a professional business, and you only get so many kicks the can before someone says, you know what, we just can't work with this.
Yeah, and listen, this is just breaking too. I know a bunch of people have it. It's not official yet, but Derek Ryan to sign with the Oilers on a one-year deal. So there's your third line center. Not the ideal guy that I think we all wanted. 34-year-old, didn't play a lot last year with the Calgary Flames, but I mean, sure, why not? It's a one-year deal. It's probably coming in dirt cheap. Any thoughts on Derek Ryan, Gager?
Wasn't he old University of Golden Bear player?
Buddy. Yeah.
I always like, I won't lie, I kind of like that. Ian Herbers was fortunate enough to me to fix all his mistakes in Europe for a year. And so to have that U of A connection, I think it's cool to bring a guy back that played in university. We know what those games are like, just to, and I like him as a player too. I think an older guy, responsible, coming back to Edmonton, he knows the whole situation. He's kind of played here in some respect with the U of A. I'm happy to see him, I guess, come home in a sense.
Yeah, we'll make that, the Oilers will make that official here shortly, as Ken Holland was asked during his presser. He's like, well, I'm here, so I don't know. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Let's go to the defense. They bring back Tyson Barrie. I love the deal. I think at 3 years at what is it, 4.5. I know the analytics crowd doesn't like Tyson Barrie, but I thought he was, for what he brings to your team, which is more offensive than defensive, he is, I think it's a good deal, Gager. I think he brings you what you want on that number one unit power play. Is he great in his own end? No, but he's not terrible. Like, this guy can hold his own. He's played in the league this long. He's been a mainstay in the top four for every team he's played on. So, like, I get it. It's not his strong suit, but he's still a quality player. And then they bring in Cody Ceci, 27-year-old, spent last year with the Pittsburgh Penguins on a four-year deal worth 3.25. Listen, I don't mind this. For me, Cody Ceci is a third pairing guy. I think they went a little too long on this deal. But what, I mean, do you like Ceci? Oh, kind of to replace that Larson, and I know you're okay with Barrie coming back.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. Like, if you can get the player that led defensemen in scoring for the prior year for that type of cap hit and that contract, that's a no brainer to me. Because I don't see his offensive play falling off at all. So that's crazy. As for CC, I know that I've looked at people's posts about his analytics playing against top teams, other talent, and it is quite good. So I think that you can have kind of a replacement for Larson in that respect. I fingers crossed. I hope it works out that way. And I mean, again, it's looking around the league and seeing who left and what they replaced it with and all these different types of things. I think the Oilers, they were the Dutch boy with the dam with the fingers. They plugged a lot of the holes. There's one still that I'm sure most people are thinking about, and that's between the pipes. But those windows, I think, have basically closed now. And we're just, I know a lot of people don't really want to say it, but we'll probably be looking at the same two for starting the season next year.
Yeah, and Ken Holland just said in his presser, like, and keep in mind, Koskinen has a 15-team no trade, which makes that deal even worse when you actually look at it, Gager. Like, we just look at the dollar amount for him to get a no trade. It's just whoever signed that deal needs a good slap, because that is one of the worst deals that'll go down for the Edmonton Oilers.
I can't look at it like that, man. I look at it as, gosh, where was that agent when I played? What a masterful job. He must have went into that negotiating room looking like John Wick and threatened and had, I don't know what he had on Shirelli at the time, but masterful job of Miko's agent in that point.
His agent, yeah, he's good at what he does. And Ken Holland also alluded to that. He thinks he added more scoring, and he thinks his decor is better, so he's okay with Koskinen and Mike Smith. We'll get to that here in a bit. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Is the Oilers defense better today? I'll throw you this. Last year, it was Nurse, Bear, Barry, Jones, Larson, Russell. You can sprinkle in Cuckoo and Legison in there. Or do you like what they have this year? Nurse, Keith, CeCe, Barry, Bouchard, Russell, and Legison.
I do like it. I like it better. I think there's still some mileage on Keith, and there's intangibles there that I think are really positive for the Oilers. CeCe, another veteran presence, I think. I like that too. I like it. And to tell you the truth, we look at playoffs last year, and I know people in Edmonton are tired of getting rid of a young defenseman like that, but man, I just didn't see Jones wasn't developing into the player that we all hoped he would be, I think. And Bear, that's tough, because we saw such talent from him. Like, I mean, even Jason Strudwick alluded to the point when his ability to make those short 5 to 6 foot passes with pressure, that's a God-given talent, and he was really, really good at that. But I think, I hate to say it, but I just think that the Oilers got to a point where they just didn't see the work ethic all year round, you know, and the proper preparation. Yeah. And if you look at if you're a CEO of a company and you have an employee that's really good at their job, but you know, and they're not quite pulling their own weight. And let's face it, the Oilers are they got to win now. They can't wait for someone to go, oh yeah, I guess I got to start doing stuff now. They need guys that are prepared and get going here, because you know it's going to go in a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden we're hoping to sign the big two again.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning more towards what your thought is. I just, until I see Cody Ceci, man, and Duncan Keith, I think again there's a lot of risk involved in Kenny Holland's moves this offseason. But he went out there, he improved the forward group. I really like the look of the top six, and then if Derek Ryan is indeed coming here, I don't mind that the top nine right now for the Edmonton Oilers. And he did add that he's looking at adding one more defenseman, Gager. Now, he doesn't have a lot of money. Cap Friendly has the Oilers right now at projected cap space at $2.4 million. And we'll see what he does with Clef's LTIR and all that. Looking at the goaltending, you're a former goalie. Listen, I don't mind Mike Smith. And Ken Holland again said he doesn't see him playing as much as he did last season, especially with everything returning to normal for the NHL season. He sees him playing 40 games. He said he's comfortable with Koskinen. But I'll ask you this, Gager. We know these guys can get it done in the regular season. And I'm not putting last year's sweep on Mike Smith, but you still needed a save eventually. But it wasn't his fault. I mean, the team just couldn't get out of their own way. Can the Oilers go far in the playoffs with Koskinen and Mike Smith?
I believe they can. Like you said, I don't think that goaltending was the issue. Of course, they got to bring it. One of them has to be at the top of their game come playoff time. Of course, to me, it's funny because watching the finals this year with Tampa and Montreal, I do believe there's a point where if Montreal is probably looking at some of those game tapes, and I guarantee they're kicking themselves a little bit on the way they lost certain games. Tampa Bay played a pressuring, forechecking style to create turnovers in those very high danger zone areas, like 5 feet on either side of the blue lines, the Kenny Loggins zone, the danger zone. Like, you can't give the puck away in those plots. And they were such a good countering team. The Montreal film guys, I guarantee they're looking at that. Gosh, if we just made better plays in those areas, because the Tampa Bay capitalized on it. I think that's how the Edmonton Oilers, like, you see guys, once a team wins the Stanley Cup, a lot of GMs start to kind of tailor their team around the winner, because that's kind of like what works. The Oilers have to change their style of play to almost play offense in a defensive role. Not, and Ken Holland alluded to it in his press avail just now, how he guys that will get on the forecheck, add a little bit more pressure, not just be a rush type team. And I do, and you can be a rush team in the regular season, I think, but defense tightens up so much in the playoffs. I'd love to see the Oilers kind of incorporate more of a counter-punching team where structured forechecking, putting teams in situations where they can create turnovers. And I mean, who's better than creating a turnover and going back the other way than Connor McDavid? If they can establish that type of play, then I think we will see a lot more playoff success for the Oilers come playoff time.
And I guess Gager, don't count out Stalock either. I mean, I know he hasn't played in a while, but he's a guy that's now over the COVID stuff and the hard stuff, and he can push. I mean, he is going to be here. He signed. So, and then, I mean, your boy, Stuart Skinner, we got the Russian kid, Konovalov. They might push too, right? We don't know. We don't know right now. So, I mean, and Kenny Holland said there's still 2 months and he still wants to do some tinkering around for this team. So obviously they're not done, but I mean, Gager, at the end of the day, what we saw today, it looks like Derek Ryan, it's not official yet, but let's say Zach Hyman, Tyson Barrie, Warren Fogel, Cody Ceci, and Derek Ryan. What grade do you give Ken Holland for his offseason so far?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd rather do it after a month and a half of the regular season, to tell you the truth, but
okay, but no, I won't hold you to this. Like, this is obviously until they hit the ice and fall, we truly won't know. But I won't hold you to it. But on paper, what do you give it?
I'd give it a B, to tell you the truth. I think that just because the goaltending issue wasn't dealt with, maybe a C plus. I wish he kind of B minus. Let's go B minus, because I think he filled a lot of holes. I'm switching around. This is what I did on my report card when I could fill it in so I could show my parents what I really got. B minus, just because there's still some questions in goal. But overall, I think with some of the additions and the areas that I believe that the Oilers were lacking in and in that tough kind of forward checking and play without the puck, I think some of those areas are dealt with. And hopefully, we'll see come fall and see what type of style the Oilers will be with these new players involved. Like I'm excited to see like these dogs, like Zach Hyman, just because he goes to the greasy areas, man. And that's going to be with playing with a guy, like, it's not that he didn't play with some really good players, but they weren't Connor McDavid. And if he's, and we're talking about guys with high IQs to play with really good players, hopefully it really works out. I'm worried that it doesn't. It doesn't always work out, but I'm thinking just because he played with some talented players in Toronto, I think the integration of him with those guys will be okay.
And Gager, I'll be honest, I'm Oilers social media can be quite interesting, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it'd be as positive as it's been today. Like, obviously there's a lot of negativity towards the team and the Ethan Bear trade and and bringing back Barry and Stein and CeCe and all that. But I, you know what, just seeing on different 1260 social medias and just in general, a lot of people are happy with what the Oilers have done. So it's kind of like, it's kind of split right now, but until the fall, we won't know how this team is going to look on the ice. And, but I mean, Kenny Holland went out and got players and improved the forward group, at least in my eyes, is the biggest one he's done. I really like the look of that top nine right now. Gager, like always, you bring the good stuff. We'll chat tomorrow on two guys. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of hot takes on other podcasts as well, but good stuff. And yeah, man, we'll chat soon.
Awesome. Let's hope Dusty's sober.
I think he will. He's at his parents. So I think he'll be all right. I think.
Oh, geez. Oh yeah. It's all Yellowstone there. So we'll see. Maybe a couple of yellow jackets will be in the background.
we'll try to sneak in some F1 talk as well.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Later.
So it was Joaquin Gage, former pro hockey goaltender and just overall good dude. He gave us his insight into it. It was fairly positive, which is awesome. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my man, Juanito, who's been busy today, and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the day. Get out. We'll chat tomorrow.